This is Tommy Keene, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hover Foundation, the Teabacker Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
WGXE turns 10 this February, and our 10th anniversary pledge drive is coming to you soon. We're asking you to become a sustaining supporter to make sure the community has access to its own airwaves for another 10 years of community broadcasting. If you like what you hear on WGXE, make a donation at wgxc.org and make it a sustaining donation. Something like 17 cents a day or $5 a month will help keep community radio on the airwaves. At least this one sliver, 90.7 FM, where all are welcome. wgxc.org/donate.
Bless us, Lord, to be a blessing.
Right now. Praise the Lord. God, turn it around. Oh, my God. Some of us were watching television on yesterday and seeing the vote in the Senate. That's what we're saying today. God, turn it around. Oh, my God. You know, God is able. He is able to take things and turn it around. What's outside, turn it inside out. God is able, hallelujah, to do anything and everything. And what seems impossible to us is not impossible for God. So God, I know I got some things I need you to turn around. And how about you, beloved? You got something out there going on with you? You need God to get in the midst of it and turn it around? Well, I declare to you, today is the day to pray it. Today is the day to say it. God, turn it around, turn it around, turn it around, God, turn it around. Am I right about it? Am I right about it, Brother Randall? There's some things God need to turn around in your situation, too.
Oh, absolutely. Turn it around. Absolutely. But you know what? In reference to yesterday, I am confident. I know that justice will be done, and God's justice may be delayed but never denied.
That's right. That's right. Amen. So we not worried about a thing. God will turn it around. Hallelujah. Well, beloved, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and Mr. Randall Martin. And we are here just to share a few things with you to brighten up your day. First of all, happy Valentine's Day, everyone out there in my listening audience sphere. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Nobody else tell you they love you. I tell you, I love you. God loves you. You are loved. And I hope that you enjoy that on this special day of love. Yes, we've got some music for you here today to minister to your heart, your mind, and your soul. We got a few Valentine's Day songs towards the end, so we want you to stay tuned so you can hear that and be encouraged and be blessed. Got a beautiful lineup for you this morning. And so we're going to share with you the artists that have labored in love to bring us the music that calms our souls and soothes our fears. We have Mr. Kirk Franklin on Give Me That. Yes, God, turn it around. Give me that. And we have Mr. Joshua Troop with Another Chance. We have also with us for today, Miss C.C. Winans, Believe For It. Now, that song is fire for me. Oh, my gosh. I want y'all to be in on that. And then we have Keep Me In The Moment. Believe For It and Keep Me In The Moment. I can believe Jeremy Camp is the presenter of that musical blessing. And then we have Mr. Marvin Sapp, Undefeated. Hallelujah. 29 minutes of nonstop music for your mind, your heart, your soul. And then after that, I will be back with my spiritual social commentary for today, February, oh my gosh, 14th, Valentine's Day, the day of love. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Beloved, be blessed and listen to this.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. An extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that power to walk away. Yeah. When another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take.
Whoa.
Give me that.
Oh, anybody ready?
Oh,
ready for His glory?
Oh,
if you are sick of a life,
oh,
let me tell you the story.
Oh,
every place that's dark,
oh,
He will bring it to light.
Oh,
hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Oh,
see, I include myself.
Uh-oh.
I cast my own stone.
Uh-oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I can see my wrong.
Uh-oh.
But I'm here by grace.
Uh-oh.
Through Christ by faith.
Uh-oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. An
let church begin.
Oh-oh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Oh-oh-oh.
You want to hear a new song?
New song.
King, God is cleaning up house.
Oh-oh-oh.
And first he's starting right at home.
Oh-oh-oh.
Now my miracle water.
Oh-oh.
Part cloths for money and fame.
See,
everybody got a title.
Oh-oh-oh.
But do you know your name?
Oh-oh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people
uh-oh.
Fall on our face
uh-oh.
And ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. Addiction, peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much as you, Lord, as I could take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. Addiction, peace, that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that.
See, there's no escape.
See what you've done to your boy.
See what you've done to me.
I'm not the same old me.
I'm not the same old me.
You took everything.
You took away everything.
And now you're my everything.
Now you're my everything.
Give me that God who breathes life into the nostrils of man. And sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future. At the same time, he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill.
Yeah.
And he's the God who wipes my tears and provides enough to pay all my bills. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking
give
about.
Me that
give
God.
Me that God, that's the God I'm talking about.
God.
Give me that.
Give Let's me that. Go.
Give me that.
Ooh.
Give me that joy I can't explain. That it's your peace that'll ease my pain.
Fill me up.
Oh, and that love that
I need to hear
change.
You say.
Give me that.
You said.
Give me that.
We said.
Give me
yes.
The power to
go. I need to hear
away.
You.
And another God wants to take your place.
I'll be
as much
yeah.
Of you as I can
do
take.
Do you want it?
Give me that.
Give me that.
Do you
give
want
me that.
It?
All of that.
Give me that
yeah.
Joy I can't explain.
Woo.
Jesus, I want more of you.
You.
But I know there's gotta be less of me.
I need it, I need it.
Not on my terms, God. But on your terms, God.
As much of you as I can take, oh God.
Do you want it?
Give me that joy I can't explain. Give me that joy I can't explain. I'm at a loss of words now. I'm so happy you make me happy now. Yeah. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace at the ease of pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Mr. Kirk Franklin, give me that. Give me that. Yes, Lord, give me that.
I feel
feel you. I feel you. Let the horns play. Come on. Ladies, testify.
Struggle.
Through all my struggles, you were right there.
Come on.
You never left, although I felt you.
You gave me hope.
You gave me hope.
Yes, sir.
Your love is here. Each time I stumble, each time I fail.
Through all my struggles.
Through all my struggles, you were right there.
You never left me.
You
Thank you, God, for giving us another chance. Every day, a new chance.
There is power in
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Believe for it. God, we believe for it. Whatever it is that you need it, believe for it. It may not come when you want it. It may not come how you want it. But believe God's going to work it for you good. Believe for it, beloved. I believe.
It is done. You said, I believe. You said, it is done. Can you help me sing?
You said, I believe. You said, it is done. You said, I believe. You said, it is done.
You said it.
You said,
I believe.
I believe.
Just because you said it.
Said,
I believe it's done.
It's done.
Yeah.
You said,
you said it.
I believe.
And I believe it.
You said,
by your stripes I'm healed.
It's done.
By your stripes I'm healed.
You said,
just because you said.
Singing, oh. just wanna stay where you are. All I got is one shot, one try, one go around in this beautiful life. Nothing is wasted when everything's placed in your hands. Singing, oh, oh, keep me in the moment. Help me live with my eyes wide open, 'cause I don't wanna miss what you have for me.
Listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and there is a bright side somewhere right here with me on WGXC.
Self-proclaim they're the goat. History provides that my God's the one. No losses, he's won the most. Undefeated champion, be seated on your throne.
Who is greater than? Nothing can defeat our God.
Beloved, as Minister Marvin Sapp sang to us, our God is undefeated. He is champion. And those who have lived a little minute can attest to that. You know, it was kind of disheartening for some. Some, they felt a sense of victory, I guess. But there were those who presented a case, a strong case, in the impeachment trial of the 45th president. And, well, they were given or handed a decision of defeat on a technicality. but you know what? God is undefeated. Yes, he is. So we look to the hills. We look to God for where our help comes. It's not over. It's not over till God says it's over. And God is the vindicator. And those persons who were killed on January 6th, their deaths are not in vain. They are martyrs for a righteous cause. And their deaths will not be in vain. I believe that. I believe that. And you know why that cop, that Capitol police officer died. He died for love of his country, for love of his job, for love of the lives of those he wanted to protect. And there's a scripture that says, no greater love has man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. So we come on this Valentine's Day to talk to you about love, about love. Now, you know, clearly there are two dynamics going on. There is the dynamic of love and there's the dynamic of hate. We have the yin and the yang, right? We have the spiritual realm and the natural realm coexisting, right? So there's always, as they say, two sides to the coin, two sides to the story. Well, one side of the story makes a little bit clear for me what we are going through in this human experience so often. And I want to turn to a word of God in Ephesians chapter 6, where we are told about the battle that is going on, even in the midst of living in blessing. In the book of God in Ephesians chapter 6 in the Holy Bible, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, still be able to stand. And so, beloved, I offer that scripture as enlightenment and context and perspective
for what's going on currently and nationally, politically, and to put on the armor of God. And he tells us in Ephesians 6 what that armor is, but to put it on so that you'll be able to stand when the days get evil, when the days are rough, when the days are tough, having done all that, still stand, not be knocked down, not be held down, discouraged, depressed, despairing. No, be able to stand up, stand in the light and the love of God. We in a battle for sure, but we're not battling alone. God is undefeated. He's undefeated. You know, in that same book in Ephesians chapter 5, it says, be followers of God as dear children and walk in love. Walk in love as Christ has loved us and has given himself for us. Walk in love. Be followers of God. Be followers of God, beloved. God is undefeated. And so I want to lift up the message of love, because this is Valentine's Day. Now that I've cleared the air on a couple of things about what's going on here, now that we know, amen, that we wrestling and we got to put on the armor and we can stand in the evil day and we can stand against principalities. We can stand against spiritual wickedness and high places, rulers of darkness. We can stand. Our God is undefeated. He is the champion, and we're going to follow God into our victories. So let's just reflect on his message of love. God says love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Oh, beloved, there's a clear distinction here. Do you see it? Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass. Tongues, they will cease. As for the knowledge, it will pass away, but love will never fail. 1 Corinthians 16 and 14, it says, let all that you do be done in love. Therein lies our victory, beloved. And in John chapter 3:16, we know that verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. 1 John 4:8 says, anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Beloved, it's a love thing. And this is the love day that helps us to recalibrate, helps us to look around us, look in the mirror, say to yourself, I am love. God is love. God loves me, and I love God. Look at the person around you and see the love that God has for them, and love them as best as you can. Sometimes you have to love people from a distance. I know that's true. But amen, beloved, it is the love thing, and it's about love. And because God loves us, God's got us. Because God loves us, God's got us under his wing, holding us in his hand. His eye is upon us. His heart is towards us. He is for us. Our God is undefeated. So let us go into the next round of this battle, assured of a victory. Put on that whole armor, be able to stand in the evil day and follow God, the God of love. That's my spiritual social commentary for today. What's yours? I wish I could hear from you, but until we do, I want you to know God loves you, and I do too. And we got more music for the heart, the mind, the soul. We have some love songs. And you know what? I just love this song. One of these songs is coming up. This next song is called New Day by Mr. Danny Gokey. And God bless the broken road. Yes, God will do some things with broken things now. Let's hear these songs that minister the goodness of God. Mr. Danny Gokey, New Day.
Thank you. Wake up and breathe in deeper than yesterday. Take on the morning like your soul's been remade. Roll down the windows, let your cares fly away. Good things are yours to claim, you don't have to wait. Yeah. All across the sky, new mercies rise, and the future's bright. This is a new day, everything bursting with hope, coming alive.
I spent just past
time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God blessed the road straight to you.
The broken road that led me straight to you. That's how I feel about you all out there, my listeners, my friends, and visitors and guests at WGXC. There's a broken road that led me right here to this place in this space at this time. And you too. I thank God. You know, there is a broken road, and I'm going to give you a black fact, because this is Black History Month, and I want to give you a black fact, that there were broken roads that led to Rosa Parks staying seated on that bus that helped the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 60s catapult us out of Jim Crow. I want to talk to you for a minute about a sister named Claudette Colvin. Most people think of Rosa Parks as the first person to refuse to give up her seat on the boat, but on the bus, but it's not so. In Montgomery, Alabama, there were actually several women who came before her, and one of them was a 15-year-old teenager named Claudette Colvin. Claudette refused to move to the back of the bus 9 months before Rosa Parks. She had been learning about Black leaders like Harriet Tubman in her segregated school. And those conversations led to discussions around the current day Jim Crow laws. When the bus driver ordered Claudette to get up, she refused. And she said, "It felt like Sojourner Truth was on one side pushing me down and Harriet Tubman was on the other side pushing me down. I couldn't get up." Claudette didn't stop there. She was arrested, thrown in jail, and she was one of four women who challenged the segregation laws in court in the case Browder versus Gale, which became the court case that successfully overturned bus segregation laws in both Montgomery and Alabama. So why has Claudette's story been largely forgotten? At the time, the NAACP and other Black organizations felt Rosa Parks made a better icon for the movement than a teenager. As an adult with the right look, Rosa Parks was also the secretary of the NAACP and was well known and respected. And people would associate her with the middle class, and that would attract support for the cause. But the struggle to end segregation was often fought by young people, more than half of which were women. Oh, looks like the days in which we're living in, doesn't it? Well, beloved, I want to let you know that we're going to continue our conversations about
the legacy of Black African American women in America on Monday, February 22nd, Africa's Daughters of the Diaspora will be in hosting a night of conversation with Dr. Reverend Denise Lawrence and her daughter, Sister Michelle Jawando Esquire. And they're going to be talking about women's organizations and the legacy of women in the civil rights movement and beyond. I hope you'll join us. And for more information, you can go to addiaspora@gmail.com. AD, Africa's Daughters of the Diaspora @gmail.com. And someone will get back to you. All right. We also want to let you know that we do have Overcomer Ministries. We do have a prayer line. There's so many people who are feeling disconnected during the isolation of the pandemic, the closure of so many church doors, although the church remains open. And so someone asked me for that information, and I wanted to share that because there might be more out there who want to be able to have prayer or be prayed with or prayed for. So that number is 516-387-8591, 516-387-8591. And that prayer line is open at 7:30 a.m. and 9 o'clock p.m. daily. All right. So we hope that that'll help and bless you and someone you know too. Invite a friend and call in. All right. You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson in Catskill, New York, and we are listener-supported radio. So remember, send us a gift, send us a donation, become a sustaining partner. Reach out to us at WGXC.org and hit that donate button. Let us hear from you. This is Pastor Kim. I'm out. Happy President's Day to you. Happy Ash Wednesday. Coming up on this week, Wednesday, and a blessed happy Valentine's Day. Happy birthday to our February babies. Till we speak again, God love you. I love you too. Stay blessed. And remember, no matter how dark it looks out there, no matter how heavy and low those clouds may hang, the sun still shines. There is a bright side somewhere. We're out. This is Her by Mr. Isaac Currie. Taking you out. A love song for all you lovers out there. God bless you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Holy Ghost, I'm so grateful, God, to know you did the most when you created her. Lord, you know I have witnessed your glory.